Why haven't we heard that a lot? Oh, now it's all making sense. Okay. Well, when he was playing that, the lyrics, it just reminded me of when I was renovating homes, and I had always driven past a house on Utah Place, and I'd think, oh my God, I would love to do that house. The house just spoke to me. I would love to buy that house and bring it up to its potential, because it was such a great house, but you could see the blinds. It looked like a Hitchcock movie, like somebody had grabbed the blinds and pulled them down. You know, like some were like all askew, and I thought, how did that happen? How does somebody live in such a beautiful house and then not even fix the blinds? And so I would drive past it, and years went by, and I thought, I don't know why, but this house just sticks out for me. And so one day somebody was cutting the lawn, a man in his 30s, and I thought, I'm just going to stop my car and see what the story is on this house, and is it possibly available or going to be available? Turns out it was his mother and father's house, and that the house was in probate. And he could not let me into the house right then, but later on he was going to let me into the house. But they had to wait till it got through this whole process of probate. So I learned when I was in China doing a special event and meetings that on my birthday that the house was going to be available and they were going to offer it to me. And I was actually in a position to do something about it. So I come to look at the house, and they said, the thing is, you got to buy the house as is with everything in it. So I walked in, and everything was in it. It was like, holy cow, how can there be this much junk? And the house was just narrow paths that you walk through. It was just filled with things. And the kid said, we don't want anything. So anything I found, Mother's Day cards, birthday cards, anything I found, nope, we want nothing to do with it. Her wedding ring set, nope, nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. And I would go and work through room by room, and I'd have somebody helping me. And one day we got to one room that was just filled with newspapers. And as we got digging into it more and more, we could hear the whirring of a motor of some sort. It's like, what's that? We get there, it's a very small refrigerator, which has not been opened in many, many years. He said, I could use a small refrigerator. I said, if you are willing to open that and take it away, it is yours. He opened it, closed it, and said, that's okay, I don't need that. Don't need that. But again, it was like, what happened here? What happened? And so as I worked on the house, I discovered more and more of what happened. I discovered the love letters that he had with this other woman, that honesty wasn't in this space at all. It was tucked up high in the basement under the rafters. Then I found letters that he had written to his attorney and how upset he was that his wife was just not reasonable, because she did not know about this woman. She just knew something was wrong in the relationship. And he couldn't understand why, because he had bought her a new Kenmore washer and dryer, why she was never going to be happy. He just didn't get it. But I'll never forget when I first went to the house and I was able to walk through the house before I even purchased it, that I had this sense of Mary. Really big, really big, to the point where I walked in and I said, where are you? And every room I walked into, I saw Mary, a picture of Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe. This was a Mexican couple. Our Lady of Guadalupe everywhere. A handmade Our Lady of Guadalupe that some child made of the grotto scene. And it was like, this is amazing. She's everywhere here. She's everywhere, but she's not in the heart of the two people that live here. And this is what it looks like when the masculine and feminine energies within each are not allowed to show up. The relationship suffers There's not an honoring. There's not a blending. There's not a working through things. There's no compassion. There's force versus true power. That is true within our own selves, within our own relationships, within our own world. And it's changing. You can feel the energy of the divine feminine coming in more and more. You can see the compassion. You can see where the black and white thinking is really getting shades of gray and turning into even deeper and beautiful colors. That our life and our world is becoming more colorful. That there's not one way of being in the world, but many ways of being in the world. And it's happening in such a short amount of time. It's happening in our lifetime. Where now little girls and little boys think, I could be a nurse. I could be a teacher. I could work in an office. I can do whatever I want. Whereas those used to be totally separate. I can be an accountant. I can be an architect. I can be an astronaut. I can be the president. Boys and girls, all races and cultures. Things are really shaking up during our lifetime. Things are getting more and more balanced. But it could not get balanced when we could not accept a certain aspect of God that's here. The whole animal kingdom accepts it. The universe accepts it. But when it came to personalities, there was a power struggle. It's still going on. We're watching it being played out right now. But things are really, really changing. Mary Magdalene's gospel was found in the late 1800s. If you haven't read it, it's the Gnostic gospel. It was found 50 years before the other Gnostic gospels were found in Egypt. Leonardo da Vinci painted a picture of the Last Supper with a red-haired woman in the late 1400s. This book is discovered, this gospel is discovered, rather, and it turns out that what he was painting was what is in here. That what was in here was that she was one of the apostles. And in here, actually, his favorite. That is why, even in the Bible that we inherited, he appears to her first before anybody else. Because she was in a consciousness where she could receive it, and the others were fearful of it. It's very interesting to see that there's things to support that in order to be fully human, to be fully authentic, we have to embrace all the aspects of ourselves, male and female, everywhere. To feel a direct connection, we cannot keep out parts of it. We can't play small, and we're not too large. We have to find a balance of who we really are. And we have to embrace everything. We need compassion to show up in every situation. Being powerful and strong and pushing with force is never going to work. We bring compassion and understanding and wisdom and intuition into every situation, even if it looks like an affront initially. Even if it seems as if the person has turned on us, it is amazing what the power of love and compassion can do to every situation. And what the pushback of it will not ever do. So it's time that we talk about this. and embrace the divine feminine in everyone, everywhere, and all things, masculine and feminine. It's something that is speaking through us and to us all the time. It's a missing piece of the puzzle of why we don't have peace, balance, and harmony in our world. It's why we can't find it. Embracing and accepting all of God in all the ways it expresses, not accepting it is not accepting God in all the way it expresses. So when we can just relax and really love every aspect of ourselves, and when it shows up in others, we don't say, oh, that's too feminine, that's too masculine. When they're trying to show who they really are, to say, that's God expressing, that's God expressing, that's God expressing. I don't think that if you would walk into most churches today, they would be talking about this. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't. And I couldn't understand that when I would date other people, that depending on their belief system, why there was such pushback to me just being okay with what I believed and being okay with what they believed. And I especially ran into it when I dated somebody who was a Lutheran, a Missouri synod. He did not like the fact that the Catholic Church had Mary in the story other than the birth of Jesus. And even now, when we try to talk about the birthing of all ideas, that is the feminine energy working with the masculine energy, people have a hard time with it. So when we do our candlelight services, I remember somebody saying, where's Jesus? When we just tried to talk about God as both masculine and feminine, where's Jesus? And I know there's somebody else who's had a wonderful idea just to approach the spirituality that is all of us. And they said, but where's Jesus? As soon as you just try to talk about the all of God, there's some pushback with some people. Where is he in this? What if there is no he or she in this? What if there is it in this? But in order to get to the it of it, we have to take it all in. In order to get to true love, compassion, beauty, intuition, the oneness of everything, we cannot keep out an aspect of the equation. And I'm not saying that people in this room are. We're all learning to live with it in a certain level. But we do know what we grew up with, and we do know how much it changed. And my question would be, why so much in such a short amount of time? And it feels to me like when I walked into that house and I said, where are you? I know you're here. It's safe for you to show yourself now. There was a time when it was absolutely not safe to do what I'm doing right now. There was a time, a long time ago, where women, if they were allowed into a church, had to sit up high, never speak, and cover their heads. That is certainly not embracing the divine feminine. In my lifetime, when I was in my Catholic school, only the boys were allowed up at the altar. We could only come in once the Eucharist was removed to clean it. That's all we were allowed to do. And that's not a complaint. That's a question. Why? Why would you say that God is more in one than the other? And even if you don't say the words, you're saying that to everyone who comes into the space. Why? What is the fear? How can we love ourselves when we can't embrace all of who we are and all of who God is? How can we say that we are the individual expression of God, but only allow certain aspects of that expression to express? So that's what I wanted to talk about today, was embracing all the aspects of ourselves, to balance out the masculine energies with the feminine energies, to recognize the power and the purpose in each. And I never thought I'd quote Wikipedia, but I'm going to. Yin and yang can be thought of as complementary rather than opposing forces that interact to form a dynamic system in which the whole is greater than the assembled parts. To move into wholeness, to become, as it says in Mary's Gospel, fully anthropos, we have to embrace both of the aspects, and it becomes greater than the parts. Thank you so much.